Green Bay has a new comeback kid in the piping plover.
It's a small shorebird with a sand-colored back, a white belly, and a short black bill. Piping plovers breed and nest on sandy beaches, and they're one of the rarest birds in the country.
The Great Lakes used to be home to more than 800 pairs of these plovers, but the population dwindled due to beach development and shoreline erosion. The species was listed as endangered in 1986, when only about a dozen pairs remained in the Great Lakes region.
Now, thanks to local conservation efforts, the Great Lakes piping plovers have returned to Cat Island in Green Bay for their 10th straight nesting year.
The return of the piping plover is a conservation success story. They are considered an indicator species. When the plovers succeed, it's good for the whole Great Lakes ecosystem.
Joining us to learn more about these birds and local efforts to support them, we have Tom Presby, Wisconsin Conservation Manager for Audubon Great Lakes, and Jade Arneson, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service stationed at the Green Bay Field Office. I spoke with them earlier this week. Tom, take us back 10 years to when these birds first started nesting in Green Bay again. How was it discovered that the piping plovers were back on Cat Island?
In 2016, myself and some others were doing shorebird and other waterbird point counts out at Cat Island and other areas in Lower Green Bay for a thesis project through UW Green Bay. And this was just after sand was deposited at the site via dredging off of the tip of Longtail Point to keep the shipping channel deep enough for freighters and other large vessels to come through. We saw a pair of piping plovers out there in 2015, but it was a little too late for them to nest that year. So we were optimistic maybe they'd come back the next year because plovers need undisturbed Great Lakes beaches, and that's exactly what we had out there all of a sudden. And lo and behold, in 2016, we saw a male and then a female in May. And as I was monitoring the pair one evening, I noticed the female acting like she was possibly up to something, just acting a little different than normal, and was taking some pictures of her with my telephoto lens. And sure enough, I zoomed in on one of my pictures and saw some eggs under her. So that was the first breeding occurrence on record in Brown County and the first breeding occurrence anywhere on the bay in 75 years. And in the 10 years since, they've been breeding every single year.
Jade, give us a little introduction to the piping plover. What's unique about this species of bird?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Great Lakes piping plovers are a federally endangered shorebird species. And for folks that aren't familiar with them, I like to liken them to their cousin, the killdeer. They share the same family, but unlike killdeer, they're very rare. They're one of Wisconsin's rarest breeding birds. And unlike killdeer, they love undisturbed Great Lakes shorelines with fairly, you know, sparsely vegetated beach habitats. But they also are short distance migrants. So our birds that breed up here in Green Bay and across the Great Lakes region are spending their winters along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. So we have them up here for a few short months, and then our southern neighbors get to enjoy them much longer.
Tom, that sighting 10 years ago of those eggs, it wasn't a one-off, it turned out. What has happened in the decades since?
Yeah, it definitely was not a one-off. We were hoping they'd come back, but being back every year for a decade probably even surpassed our hopes. In the last decade, we've had an average of about four pairs out there every year. And then every year they've fledged at least some chicks successfully. When I say fledge, I mean the chicks are old enough to fly, therefore much more likely to survive at that point. Usually they fledge an average of about seven chicks in the year. This year it's looking like we'll be very close to that average of about seven chicks fledged.
Jade, what are the recovery goals for the piping plover and how is it going?
One of the big recovery goals that I like to share is that we are striving to see 150 pairs of piping plovers across the Great Lakes region. To put that into perspective, this year we have a record-breaking regional pair count of 98. So we are starting to close in on that 150 goal, but still very much are far away from that. And in addition to that, we'd like to see at least 50 of those breeding pairs occur outside of the state of Michigan. So Michigan is the stronghold for the population historically and at present. And then, of course, too, we also want to see habitat for the species continue to be protected and restored, as well as new habitat created, because we recognize that, you know, that's a very important piece to the success of these birds.
Jade Arneson is with us, biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, and Tom Presby with Audubon Great Lakes, talking about the return of piping plovers, an endangered shorebird, to the shores of Green Bay, and how community efforts have helped restore the plovers' habitat. Tom, I wanted to talk about that community story here. You work with volunteers who monitor these birds on a daily basis. What kind of things are citizen scientists doing?
Yeah, so Audubon Great Lakes' role is to coordinate the monitoring of these awesome birds with Fish and Wildlife Service. So they return in early April every year, and then they're here until about right now, late July to early August. So in those few months, we have monitors out there every single day, usually for about a couple hours at a time, sometimes multiple times per day. And the monitors go out and count the birds they see. They're able to identify the individuals because of the colored bands that Fish and Wildlife Service puts on their legs. They look for documentation of pairing behavior, courtship behavior, nesting, and then later in the summer, the most important thing is counting the number of chicks, making sure the expected number of chicks is indeed there. Are there any predators out there? So lots of real-time information that's very important that Jade and I get from the monitors that can help us solve problems on the fly or think to solve problems in a bigger picture. We have quite a mix of folks out there helping us monitor these birds.
And Jade, in addition to the monitoring, habitat restoration is going on. Tell us a little bit about the Cat Island Restoration Project and what's unique about it.
Absolutely. So the Cat Island Restoration Chain is a fairly extensive restoration project that is leveraging beneficially reused dredge material that's coming from the Green Bay Shipping Channel and is being placed typically annually by the Army Corps of Engineers. So this island continues to be in development and will be for roughly the next 25 years. And that means that the habitat that is out there, you know, is continually changing and we're continually learning about it and adapting to it. But this restoration project is actually occurring within the footprint of what once was a natural barrier island. So this island, you know, did occur naturally in Lower Green Bay, but unfortunately was lost in the 70s due to ice shoves eroding it and just a strong series of storms. And locally, conservation partners came together and were able to lobby for having that recreated, and we're able to get the expertise together and find the funding to make that happen. We are very lucky to have such a large-scale project in place here in Lower Green Bay, helping us to restore fish and wildlife habitat that was lost when that island chain was eroded. And it's also helping us protect all of the extensive wetlands on its leeward side.
And finally, Tom, if people in the community want to get involved in helping with piping plover restoration or other citizen science projects, what can they do to reach out and get on a task?
Yeah, we always love having as many volunteers as possible for both this project and other bird surveying and habitat restoration projects. You can get a hold of Audubon Great Lakes online letting your friends, family, neighbors know that these important birds exist, how cool they are, that they need these specialized habitats, and then especially supporting things like the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is federal funding, bipartisan support that we really, really need to carry out this monitoring and collaboration for these birds.
Tom, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Jade, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That was Jade Arneson, biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Tom Prestby, Wisconsin Conservation Manager for Audubon Great Lakes. They're with us to talk about the return of the piping plover to the shores of Cat Island in Green Bay, and how citizen scientists are helping with recovery efforts for this rare bird.